I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. Art, what's bugging you?
Science education, that's what's bugging me.
And for good reason, I suppose.
Well, you know, we hear a lot in the news about how the United States is starting to slip or has slipped, especially in science education, and we need more scientists. We need more people who have an understanding of science. And one of the ways of doing this is getting kids while they're young, getting them excited about science. And I think insects are an excellent way of doing that, especially having live insects in the classroom. There's nothing more inspiring and exciting to children as having living organisms in the classroom. And insects are perfect for that because they're small, they're easy to keep, fairly inexpensive to maintain.
Easy to clean up behind.
Easy to clean up behind. And you can just go out into the woods and find best beetles, termites, ants, roly-polies, caterpillars. There's all manner of animals that you can locate and put in the classroom and either set up on a semi-permanent basis or just temporarily, just to watch them for a while and then take them back out into the wild and carefully release them where you found them. By having insects in the classroom, you can see firsthand all kinds of natural processes, including metamorphosis, carnivory, herbivory, parasitism, social interactions. All these things are the kinds of events or experiences that inspire children to learn more. That's what science education is all about. It shouldn't be just rote memorization of facts. It should be about the thrill and the excitement of discovery.
So how do school administrators feel about bringing termites into a building?
Well, of course, the idea is if you have any kind of living organism, especially animals in the classroom, you want to have them in a container with a secure lid.
It may be easier in some respects to take the classroom outside.
Well, that's true. If the school is near a park or if you're lucky enough to have some lush vegetated grounds, many of our schools in the city certainly don't, but there's a park nearby. All too often these days, kids don't have the chance to get out and explore on their own. So why not give them that opportunity at school with a teacher who can give them the basic tools on how to observe living processes? Turn them loose. Let them go out and scratch through the leaf litter, look at flowers, peel some bark off a log, look under a rock, kick around in a stream a little bit. All these places harbor insects and their relatives, and to see them in the wild doing what they're doing is a great way to introduce kids to nature. The idea is to fuel their curiosity. That's what science is all about. And all of these experiences, those students will carry with them for the rest of their lives.
Hey, Dr. Evans, what's this little worm here with a copper head?
Well, we do have to observe a few rules, like don't put your hands in your feet where you can't see.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.